What is up? What is good, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Dynamic Discussions. This is episode 14. I am your host, Dylan Eckes. This is a Top 5 Friday episode, but by the time you hear this, it's going to be Saturday. I apologize for that. I didn't think I was going to do another episode this week, but you know what? Here we are. The babies had to come home a little early, but I'll get into that here in a minute. Welcome to the show, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for everyone who has tuned in the last couple weeks. The show is really starting to take off. It's really starting to grow. Like I said, I want this show to grow organically. I want this show to grow by word of mouth, people sharing it to their social media, people telling each other about it. That's how real growth happens. That's how real customers, real clients, real listeners, a real audience is built, is by word of mouth, by sharing it, by people enjoying and listening to the content. And you know what, guys, I'm super happy that, you know, in the last couple weeks, we're up to almost triple digit subscribers. We're way into the triple digits for listeners and unique listeners. And we're way into the triple digits, almost in the thousands now of downloads. So I really appreciate every single one of you who have tuned in. Most of you are going to the site itself, which is fantastic. But if you have any questions or concerns regarding the site, don't hesitate to DM or email me. You can DM me on Instagram at dynamic.podcast, and you can email me at dylan.eckes1@gmail.com. You can also find me on Twitter at dylan_eckes1. With that being said, let's get into it, you guys. This is a personal development podcast. This podcast is meant to expand your mind, grow your business, push your body, and take your personal development to elite levels, to take your personal development to places that you never thought were possible through tips, tricks, hacks, ideas, opinions from things that I've learned, things that I've applied, and things that I've experienced in my own life. I'm going to relay this message to you guys so you can apply it on your everyday basis moving forward, so you can be the best version of yourself in your career, in your fitness, in your family, in your social circle, whatever it is. I want you guys to be the best version of yourself possible. And each and every episode, I want you guys to take something away from it, something that you can apply to your everyday life, whether it is your fitness or whether it is your career, whether it is your family life. So for those of you who do not follow me on social media, I recently just got back from a slight vacation, you could call it that. It was a getaway with me and my family. A couple weeks ago, I was sitting at the dinner table having coffee with Melissa in the morning, and I looked at her and I said, I need a break. I need to get the hell out of Dodge. I need to take time to spend with you and the kids. I've been so busy and so wrapped up with work in every aspect of my career that I needed to take some time to spend with my kids and my wife. And that's what we did. We booked a private cabin and lakefront property for the week. We left on Monday morning at like 6 a.m. and we ended up coming back early because the babies were not sleeping. They went about a day without sleep, without nap. They didn't sleep the night before. So we came back last night. We got into town, I should say, early this morning at around 2 a.m. So it was a long drive back. We decided to leave halfway through the day, but I needed the break. I needed the clarity. I needed to spend some quality time with my kids and my wife. And it was a good experience for me. There's a couple things I learned about myself. The first thing is I immediately wanted to go back to work, and that's not a good thing. And the reason I say it's not a good thing, because the second I woke up on Tuesday morning and I was about to start spending time with my family, my first instinct was to grab my phone and check my emails. Now, this might be good on a regular basis for work and my career, but it wasn't good for the moment. The moment was for me to spend time with my kids and my family. And I had to send off an email first thing Tuesday morning. It was a very important email, and it was just a synopsis and a summary email to a client of mine. And I was introducing them to another advisor for them to take over for the week. And long story short, I ended up sending two emails that day, and I felt so guilty, and I carried that shame throughout the day. And my wife looked at me, Melissa looked at me, she's playing with the kids out in the lawn, and I'm sitting on the deck sending that email, and I looked at her, I said, I'm done. I just can't do this anymore. And she said, what? And I said, basically I cannot be dealing with the shame and guilt. And I put my phone on airplane mode so I would not look at my emails. I would not look at my social media. I basically turned off my phone. The only reason I checked my phone was to, you know, go on Facebook when we had some downtime. It's something that me and Melissa do. We check our social media, we share a couple memes, and then we turn it back off. And that's basically the only thing that I turned on my phone for. Luckily, with that being said, a lot of the time we didn't have service in the mountains, so it was kind of a win-win situation. But that Monday, or the, sorry, that Tuesday, we got to our cabin. I carried that shame and guilt until I talked to Melissa about it, and she took me off the ledge and said, you know what, it's fine, we're here, let's just spend time with the family. And that was a good moment of clarity for me to know that she was understanding of what that situation was. But I found myself the last few weeks dealing with some insecurities and dealing with some emotional issues that I hadn't addressed. It was something that I've been dealing with for on and off my whole life, but it was rising up again in the last 2 weeks. And what that was imposter syndrome. And what I mean by that is I feel like an imposter sometimes when I do the podcast, or I feel like an imposter when I'm writing in my blog, and I feel like I'm an imposter when I'm dealing with big ticket clients and doing big ticket deals, because it's something that's I've never done before. You know, the biggest deals I ever did were as a personal trainer, and you know, these weren't even close to what I've been doing now with my clients as a financial advisor and the goals that I'm setting out for me and my family. I mean, I'm talking about goals that are, you know, lifestyle changing, life changing, retirement changing goals that I'm setting out for me and my family, because I'm in a position where I can actually do that. So for me, I'm dealing with the imposter syndrome, at least I was. So I was dealing with a lot of those thoughts, and being out in the mountains, you get this sense of clarity. I don't know if it's from the lack of Wi-Fi and reception. I don't know if it's the lack of radio waves, or it's just a clean mountain air. But when you're out there, it's a whole different perspective on life. And in that moment, on that Tuesday afternoon, when I was out on the lake with my kids, I looked up at the mountains and I had this moment of clarity where, okay, I need to focus on my family and my kids, because I was able to work as hard as I've been working to get myself here and to be able to spend time with my kids and family without any financial concern, without any worry about bills or anything like that. I was able to bring our family to this point. And now what I can do is spend time with them and give myself the experience that I needed in regards to love and compassion and understanding what my kids want, what my wife needs, all of that. I was able to have that moment of clarity. So for the rest of the trip, it was a very humbling experience being out in the mountains like that, because of the clarity it does bring you. And I was able to get a lot of journaling done. I was able to get a lot of reading done. I was able to put myself in a position moving forward where I've now hit the reset button. I've made sure that moving forward, I can focus on what I need to focus on when it comes to my career, when it comes to my clients, when it comes to my podcast, when it comes to my writing, when it comes to my marketing, my networking, and then I can separate all of that and be able to focus on my family when I need to focus on them, be able to spend time with my kids and be able to spend time with my wife. I can do all that without having the complication or confusion or putting one thing off for the other, or skipping time and coffee with my wife in the morning because I need to do an email, or vice versa. I feel bad and I spend too much time with my kids and then my clients are on the back burner. I was able to eliminate all of that confusion and be able to hit the reset button. And now moving forward, Monday morning, I'll be able to wake up, start my morning routine off, start off my day with responding to any emails that I need to respond to. And I was able to put myself in the position moving forward that when it's family time, it's family time. And when it's work time, it's work time. When it's podcast time, it's podcast time. Because I have this mindset where I need chaos all the time. I need to be doing something at all times. And that's an entrepreneur's mindset. A lot of entrepreneurs deal with that. So I'm able to hit the reset button and level myself and balance myself out moving forward. So with that being said, today is Top 5 Fridays, and I want to talk about the top 5 steps that I use to reverse engineer my end goals and succeed in any and every aspect of your life. It doesn't matter what your goals are. It could be career oriented. It could be your fitness goals. It could be your financial goals. It could be retirement goals. Whatever your goals are, these are the top 5 steps that you need to use and adapt and apply to your everyday life to succeed. And the reason I wanted to do this podcast today is because of the clarity, and it is because of the perception that I was able to take away from my vacation. And what I've been able to do with my own career, my own fitness, my own life is nothing short of amazing in my own eyes. It may not be amazing to anybody else, but for me, it is amazing because I used to be the type of guy to write down my goals and then never accomplish anything, never put the wheels in motion, never go after it. I used to have all these dreams and visions and what I wanted my future to look like. I did all of that, but I didn't do the necessary actions to accomplish that. So in regards to that, I do feel accomplished in what I've been able to do in my life and in my career and in my fitness. But with that being said, I still have so much more to accomplish. I have so much more to learn. But these are the 5 steps that have gotten me where I am today. And there are 5 steps that I believe that can help you moving forward. Number 5 is to know your why and to know your purpose. What is the reason and what are you trying to accomplish? Is it a fitness goal? Is it you wanting to lose weight? If that's the real reason, you need to write it down. You need to get every single one of your goals and understand the reasoning behind them. You need to write them down. You need to track them. You need to do all of that. We'll get into that here in a second. But you have to understand the reasoning and you have to understand the purpose behind your goal. Like I said, if your goal is to lose weight, what does that mean? Is it to have a healthier heart? Is it to have a healthier body? Is it to feel more confident? What is it that you want to accomplish? That is the first thing you need to do. Number 4, write it down. Tell a friend. Put it out in the universe. Commit to yourself by telling others, by telling the universe that you want to accomplish something. It puts pressure on yourself in a healthy way. It gives you the opportunity, especially if you write it down, like I write it down in my journal every day. Write down your goal. What are you trying to accomplish? And then that way you can look back on it and say, did I do everything in my power today to accomplish that mission? Did I do everything in my career, my fitness, my diet, my routine to move me forward one step closer to my end goal? Number 3, this is a very important one. Break down the time frame, the number of years, the number of months, the number of weeks, the number of days, and then track it all on a daily basis. For me, my day planner is everything when it comes to my daily routine. What time I wake up at, when my first meeting is, when my first phone call is being made, my time with my wife, my time with my kids, when I've scheduled a podcast for, all of it is organized on a daily basis. I also use a system called the 12-week year. You guys should look it up. I would write that down and do some research on it. It has helped me immensely in my career. I was talking to Melissa recently about the productivity and what I've been able to accomplish because of the 12-week year. And I've gone from hitting 30% of my goal to 75% of my goal. And when you guys hear that number, you might think, well, you're only hitting 75% of your goal. The purpose and the main reason for the 12-week year is to accomplish as much as you can in 12 weeks as you would on an annual basis. This is something that I do every single quarter for 12 weeks straight. And the way I do it is I track what I need to accomplish in terms of phone calls, appointments, number of sales I make, how much I make, and my income goal. So let's use it for easy numbers. If my goal is $100,000 and I make 75% of that, that's $75,000 that I've made in 12 weeks. That's a great number. That's a great tracking of productivity. And that's a great way to accomplish goals on a higher spectrum, on an elite level. So the 12-week year is something that I would start utilizing and adapting and applying to your everyday career or life. And you can apply the 12-week year to your fitness goals, to your financial goals, to your career goals, any sort of goal or anything that you can track in regards to metrics, you can utilize the 12-week year. Number two, learn on the job. Everything that you've learned in regards to techniques or skills, or if you apply the 12-week year like I told you to, and you apply these metric tracking systems, apply it on the fly. Apply it in real time. Don't quit or start over. Don't think about reassessing your goals. Think about making the adjustments as you go. Now that you've listened to the first four, now that you have a starting point, now that you have a purpose and a vision and a tracking system and a metric system that you can keep yourself accountable with, now that you've had these opinions and ideas circulate through your head, the number one thing that you can do is fucking start. Just go for it. Don't hesitate. Learn as you go. Apply things on the fly. Use a tracking system. Reverse engineer every single day towards what you want to accomplish, how you want to accomplish it. Tell people about it. Write it down. And most of all, just start. Just go ahead and start doing what you need to start doing to accomplish your goals. Well, guys, this has been another episode of Dynamic Discussions. I appreciate every single one of you for tuning in. We got a couple more guests lined up here in the month of August, some great guests lined up for September. I cannot wait to share these episodes with you. I cannot wait to hear what you guys think in regards to the social media, in regards to the content of the episodes. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for liking. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for subscribing. Thanks for following me on social media. I appreciate every single one of you. Bye-bye. We'll be right back.